we want to invite you to join us for a special segment today. If you're a regular listener, you're familiar with our First Friday Arts segment. I don't have to say much besides you're on the air, because phone calls fill up the segment with people calling to tell us about arts events going on in the region. So think of this as our Earth Friday segment. On this Friday before Earth Day, we want to hear from you about Earth Day celebrations and observances coming up this weekend, with Earth Day itself on Sunday, April 22nd. So here's Billy Falcon to help us realize who we're talking about.
Pretty blue world, spinning in space. It's been that way since the first tear rolled down Adam's face.
Billy Falcon from 1991 with the title cut from Pretty Blue World. So we'll hear that a couple more times during the course of this half hour. Celebrate. What marks Earth Day in your neighborhood? What events are going on to mark the Earth Day celebration? Fill the phone lines up, 800-838-3760. Talk about what's going on. Are you doing some extra recycling this weekend? Are you planting trees? Are you doing a major cleanup along the beaches or along a creek? We want to hear about that. Any Earth Day events you've got, let's hear them in this segment, 800-838-3760. 3760. And let's take the first call from Annie at Science Works in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Earth Friday.
Well, actually, I'm not from Science Works. It's Annie Hoy from Ashland Food Co-op, but we are a major sponsor of the Rogue Valley Earth Day event at Science Works. It grew out of our co-op parking lot, and it grew so big that we needed to really make it a bigger, bigger event and at a bigger, bigger space. So now it is at Science Works. It starts on Saturday morning at 11 a.m., runs till 4. We're trying to do a zero-waste event, so bring your durables for any beverages that you've got going on. Our theme this year, Jeffrey, is Together We Make Change. Does that appeal to you at all, Jeff?
Yeah, especially if I've just given you a dollar.
Together we're going to have so many. There'll be so many exhibits and activities for any age out there at Science Works. It's a real family-friendly event. One of the things we like to do is to keep the kids engaged. And Talent Maker City this year will lead some eco-themed yard games to keep the younger ones involved while their parents are looking at many of the other businesses and local organization booths that will be out there. We'll have some electric cars, solar panels. We'll have information about bees and conserving water. And also we'll have an inflatable tent from the Oregon Caves Monument out there, and that will be good for both adults and kids. Plus, we've got a stage out there with music. We've got a unicorn coming, a karate demonstration, Japanese taiko drumming, dance, a klezmer band, and a youth violin performance, as well as live science demonstrations on the stage.
Annie, let's talk about one of the most important aspects of Earth Day at Science Works, though, which is where people can find parking other than in the lot there, because I've noticed it's filled up in past years.
Well, first of all, you can ride your bike, because we'll have a ton of bike parking available, and then the overflow parking is over at the middle school. It's easy to cross Walker Street, and there's kind of a back way you can get in into the Earth Day event from there. But, yeah, I did write that down as one of the things I needed to remind everyone of. Overflow parking at the Ashland Middle School on Walker.
Okay, so Earth Day, this is tomorrow 11 to 4 or Sunday 11 to 4?
11 to 4, yeah.
Which day?
Saturday.
Saturday, okay. Saturday 11 to 4. Okay, thank you so much, Annie Hoy. Always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you too, Jeffrey. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. This is our Earth Friday segment on the Jefferson Exchange. Tell us about Earth Day events coming up around the region, or things that you'll be doing to observe Earth Day, whether it makes a community-wide celebration or not. 800-838-3760 to get into the conversation on our phone lines. Many of them open. 800-838-3760. Here is Allie at KS Wild. Welcome to Earth Friday.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Good to have you. What's going on?
Here at KS Wild, we are celebrating Earth Day with a wildflower hike along the Illinois River. Expect to see cobra lilies. They're a rare serpentine wildflower that only grow here in our area. And we'll also be hiking and checking out a waterfall as well. And this event is tomorrow, Saturday, from 11 to 2 p.m., and more details are on our website if you'd like to sign up at kswild.org.
Okay, Saturday 11 to 2, and where are people meeting?
Yeah, so people are meeting at the trailhead at Little Falls Loop Trail. And this is off $8 Road, right past Selma, Oregon.
Okay, Little Falls Loop Trail. Okay, and so is Little Falls the falls they will be seeing if they go take the hike?
Correct, yeah. And there'll be many wildflowers along the way identified by our local botanist that will be joining us.
Okay, we're getting some cell phone fade, but I think we have the basics of it, Allie. Thanks for calling us from KS Wild, kswild.org, to find out more information about the wildflower hike along the Illinois River, Saturday 11 to 2, meeting at the parking area for Little Falls Loop. Thanks for that, Allie. Let us move on this Earth Friday and remind you of the phone number, 800-838-3760, to tell us about Earth Day events going on in your neck of the woods. Let's go to, it looks like Earth Day at Lower Table Rock. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hello, good morning. I'm Mira Wonderwheel with Lomacotsi Restoration Project. And Lomacotsi means life and balance. We've been restoring ecosystems and sustaining communities in the region for 23 years now. So we're happy to be celebrating Earth Day this year with an Earth Day on the Rocks, an ecological restoration hike at Lower Table Rock. The event is free. We are asking people to register, and that'll be on Sunday, April 22nd, 9 a.m. It's a five-mile moderate hike. We'll have our ecological restoration specialist as well as eco-cultural specialist talking about how the Table Rocks have been important to Indigenous communities here for many, many generations.
And so Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then for the people who want to take the hike, well, first of all, which of the two Table Rocks will you be hiking?
Yep, we'll be at Lower Table Rock this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you mentioned that it's a moderate hike, so, I mean, what do people need any particular accoutrements other than water and decent shoes and things like that?
Water, decent shoes. We always anticipate, you know, hats are recommended. We'll be actually providing some coffee and pastries in the morning to kick off the hike when we gather at the trailhead there in the parking lot. And then, yeah, bring some snacks to have once we get up to the top. It is, I was seeing that it's about a 780 feet climb. So in about a little over five mile walk. We'll be taking it slow because, as I said, we will be having a conversation about the oak woodland restoration that we've done there over the last 3 years. We'll have our biologists there to talk about the wildflowers. Again, many wildflowers will be in bloom there, including the rare dwarf woolly meadow form that's only, you know, unique to the Table Rocks ecosystem. So that should be pretty cool.
You mean that the dwarf woolly meadow foam is only there in the world?
Yes, it is endemic to the Table Rocks ecosystem. So it's a rare wildflower that's in bloom this time of year. And we'll have some folks there who can help us identify it because it is pretty small. It's hard to find if you don't know what you're looking for.
How long has the restoration project been going on in the oak woodland out there?
Yeah, we've been doing oak woodland restoration at Table Rocks for a little over 3 years now, and that's a partnership with the Bureau of Land Management as well as the Nature Conservancy. However, we're doing the on-the-ground work, helping restore those vital oak woodlands and reduce the risk of severe wildfire there.
Have you had to take out a lot of other brush, other competing species to help the oaks thrive there?
Exactly. You know exactly the work that we're doing. We're clearing out the underbrush, bringing fire back to the ground there so that the natural grasslands and ecosystem can kind of go back to its original state of being.
All right. Sounds like fun. So this is Earth Day on the Rocks. That's a lovely way to put it.
Earth Day on the Rocks, an ecological restoration hike at Lower Table Rocks this year.
And you do want people to register at the website?
We are asking folks to register, and that would go to lomakatsi.org, lomakatsi.org/Earth Day.
All right. So lomakatsi.org. Okay. Thanks so much for joining us to talk about the hike on Sunday.
Thanks so much, and happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. So we do have a couple phone lines left before we complete the segment here on this Earth Friday, 800-838-3760, if you'd like to plug an Earth Day event coming to your town. So just to go in reverse order from where we got already, Loma Katsi is holding Earth Day on the rocks. That'll be a hike on Lower Table Rock Sunday at 9 o'clock. They do ask for you to register, and you can do that at lomakatsi.org. Before that, we heard from KS Wild having a wildflower hike along the Illinois River, including a visit to Little Falls. That'll be Saturday starting at 11 at the parking lot for Little Falls Loop. They also ask for registration. I believe that's kswild.org. If I'm wrong, I will go correct that a little later on. And then ScienceWorks, of course, called to talk about its big event on Sunday, or rather Saturday. That is tomorrow, Saturday, 11 to 4. The event that long ago outgrew the parking lot at the Ashland Food Co-op, and so they've had a chance to really spread out into the ScienceWorks parking lot and grounds and do a whole lot of different things that appeal to both adults and children. That is Saturday, at 11 to 4, so the day before Earth Day. So a lot of Earth Day weekend events coming on, and you're more than welcome to join the conversation on the exchange. 800-838-3760 gets you in so you can plug your events. This is like our first Friday Arts segment, but instead of arts, we're looking for Earth Day segments. So we think we have one more phone call about ready to go here. Nope. Okay. In that case, let's hear more from Billy Falcon.
Pretty blue world spinning in space. It's been that way since the first tear rolled down Adam's face. Man, we get beat up. Time stacking more than it's told. When times get this hard, girl, it's hard to take hold. I don't wanna give up, baby. How long to me, girl? I'll hold on to you. Faith, hope, and love's what it takes to get through. Don't wanna face. You ain't got a choice. Now we're stuck.